Okay, so with Halloween just around the corner, Nike is selling Freddy Krueger sneakers.
And you act like I haven't seen these already. The minute I saw that story today, I'm like, I'm looking this up because I'm going to see what these look like. I have to own a pair of these.
Okay, so this is the new Air Max 95s. They're inspired by Nightmare on Elm Street's Freddy Krueger. Mm-hmm. Here's the design. They used red and brown stripes. Then inside on the heels, there's a bloody swoosh logo. Mm-hmm. And there's some very light blood splatter on it, which is kind of cool.
You know what? I can't imagine how much these are going to be.
Well, let's see how much they're going to be. So here we go. They are going to be... Wow, mm-hmm. They look great.
They look great, but the problem is everybody's going to buy them as soon as they come out. Then they're going to put them on eBay. So whatever number you give me, just times that by four.
Right. And, you know, and remember, the sneakerheads get first dibs on this sort of thing because they always have an insider kind of person who always helps them buy stuff, you know. You know, there's no price on this yet, which is really
that's,
scary.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Right, so don't even look it up, because I can only imagine how much they are.
Yeah, I thought I was so cool buying my Simpsons Vans for, like, I think they were, like, $60 or something like that. I was like, whoa, I spent a lot of money on shoes today.
The one thing about those shoes, they don't have the Nike swoosh on the side. It's only on the back, and there's not many Nikes that don't have that. So that's why those are going to be stupid expensive.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There is no swoosh on the side.
Right.
Oh, that does make them special. Right, they're going to be super expensive. But again, it's going to be one of those things that the sneakerheads are going to buy them up real quick, and I'll be shocked if I see somebody wearing them. There just won't be anybody wearing them because they're going to save them.
They're going to put them in a box in their closet with their other 25,000 pairs of shoes that they never wear.
I have a friend like that. He's a sneakerhead, and he loves to post on Instagram. You'll watch him pull down a box, and then he'll open it up and be like, look what I have. And it's like some rare Air Jordan or some like rare sneaker like this that they made like 100 of them, and then it was gone. Mm-hmm. You know, so he really knows his stuff, but he would never wear any of it. Never. It doesn't even touch the ground. He won't even put it. He takes one of those, like, as if you're handling art.
Right.
He takes one of those cloth gloves, and that's what he picks it up with.